Red Podcast.
The Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for experts. If you've got a message to spread, and you're doing that through live seminars, you're doing that through books, through podcasts, you're in the right place. I've got a sister podcast just for podcasters. It's called Build a Big Podcast. And if you're interested in that, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. You can also subscribe to Red. And while you are there, I have some information on how to spread your message via podcasting. I've got episode templates, some stuff that's going to make people care about your podcast, care about your message. It's going to work for you. So go to bigpodcast.com. All of it is there. You can pick what you like. If you've got a message to spread and you want to make people care about it, that is the right place for you. This is the right place for you. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about live events in what is a very scary time right now, especially for people like us. Live events already, you're getting a lot of people together in the same place, is difficult. But if you're a person like us, you're an expert and people want to hire you for consulting, or if you're doing travel for promotional purposes, or you're doing interviews because you have that podcast, it's a very scary time. That's what we do. We travel. We have face-to-face meetings. If you're a podcaster, you work in a small space, and the person you're interviewing or people that you're interviewing, they can't wear masks. I help organize a monthly meetup for podcasters in Nashville. And right now, Tennessee is number one in the country when it comes to COVID cases. We have a lot of people who are taking it very seriously. Those people are wearing masks. Some of them are not going out at all. We also have a lot of people who don't think it's a big deal. Those people are not only not wearing masks, they are fighting wearing masks. I'm going to play an example from a recent school board meeting where masks and mask wearing was on the agenda. Now, in fairness to Nashville, this is actually right outside Nashville, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, depending on traffic. But these people come to Nashville, they commute to Nashville because it's considered a suburb. And many of the people from the meetup that I mentioned, this meetup that we do every month, they're from that area. Check this out.
Everybody's taking notes, buddy. Keep that little smug.
Put it back on.
You put that mask back on.
Put your mask on.
Those poor kids stuck in that bacteria.
Put your mask on.
Then we know who you are. We know who you are.
Keep it calm.
No more masks.
Keep it calm. Keep it calm.
No more masks.
We're on these guys' side. They're
no.
on our side.
No, they're not. They're not on our side.
No, the police are on our side. The police are on our side. Let's calm down.
Yes.
Calm down.
We
know who you are.
We know who you are.
We know
who you are.
You can leave freely.
We know who you are.
But we will find you, and we know who you are.
You will never be allowed in public again. You will never be allowed. You never let us be allowed in public again.
What you heard there was right after the school board meeting, there were doctors. These are medical professionals who know what's going on when it comes to disease and keeping people healthy. They got in front of the school board and they said, we feel that masks are a good choice for this school board to make in order to protect students. Parents didn't like that. And some people, those two people that you heard yelling at that guy, we will find you, are just rabble rousers. Those guys don't even live in the area and they don't have kids at the school. They show up at these events and they try to cause trouble because their freedom has somehow been affected. Anyway, that's what was happening there. Here's the question for you though. How do you balance keeping people safe and keeping people happy? You may be in a similar situation to this one. I certainly am. It doesn't get that extreme, but we've got people, as I mentioned, they take it very seriously. They're wearing masks. They're not going out. And we've got people who think, nope, not a big deal. Don't need to wear masks. And a lot of people on this issue, they're picking a side, playing their stake in the ground, and they're not budging. So my answer to that question, how do you balance keeping people safe and keeping people happy? I don't know that you can. I don't know that it matters though, because in the end, it's you who's doing the event and you're taking the risk. So you need to do what's best for the people attending. you may be in a situation like this school board where you've got somebody on social media, or maybe they're showing up to your events where you're talking about this stuff. They're not even invested in your community, or they don't even live where you do, or they're not going to give you money to come to your event. They just want to hijack the conversation because for whatever reason, like I said, they feel their freedoms have been compromised. All right, cool. All right, that's fine. That's fine. But those people really don't matter when it comes to your event. It's like these people who say, well, I'm going to boycott blank now. Man, you weren't shopping there anyway. I've got a conservative family, right? East Tennessee, very conservative. I remember going to church with my grandmother when I was a kid, and Passion of the Christ had come out. And there's this flyer on the way out the door. It says, attention Christians, boycott Pepsi, because they have supported the Passion of the Christ movie. I'm like, okay. I never thought like that before. I lived in a different world. But small town Tennessee, I guess it was something important. Look, she wasn't a Pepsi drinker anyway. Southerners, we drink RC. So who cares? Why are you even having this conversation? All right. I guess it makes you feel better to know you're standing up for something you would have already done anyway. Why are we even having this conversation? But COVID, it is a very real situation in that one, everybody is affected by it. And two, for you, if you are doing a live event, and the reason I'm talking about this here is that a lot of experts do live events. Even if you're not doing a live event, you're taking meetings, you're traveling. I know for me as a podcaster, I'm doing interviews now. This is something that I've got to talk about with people before I do an interview. Hey, you're going to see me and I'm wearing a mask. I'm working on a documentary now. I'm talking, but I'm not on the mic, so I'm able to wear a mask. And I tell them, when I show up on location, you cannot wear a mask because I am interviewing you. You are on the mic. The mask doesn't work for recording you, but you will see me wearing a mask. It does not mean that you need to feel pressure. It does not mean that I have something and I'm worried about giving it to you. It is simply me watching out for myself, watching out for you, trying to keep both of us safe, and also being respectful of you. Again, I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but this is the situation. I have to have those conversations now. You, whether you're doing a situation like me, whether you're doing interviews, or whether you're doing these face-to-face meetings, or whether you're having your own event, you also need to have that conversation. I'm going to play a clip of something. This is off a podcast called She Podcast. Jessica Kupferman is the co-host. She's also the co-founder of a female podcasting organization by the same name, She Podcast. She's doing an event in Arizona, which has a lot of similarities to Tennessee in that it's a COVID hotspot. That event is next month. And here is how she is handling it.
I want to talk to you guys about She Podcast Live. It is still in person. Many people have asked about mask mandates and vaccine mandates. And I just want to address that for anyone who's angry or confused or concerned. So here it is. We're having the event in Arizona. Arizona legislation specifically states that there can be no vaccine mandate, that businesses cannot require a vaccine. That said, I do not have a business in Arizona. That said, the Scottsdale Plaza Resort does. So they can't technically have anything in their building that requires a vaccine. As much as we'd like to, my understanding right now is that we cannot. Same with masks. They just pulled funding from public school for trying to do a mask mandate for their children. They're like pulling the superintendent's salary and some other stuff. So they clearly don't want us to make people do anything. What we can do, though, and what I'll say right now is, for the love of all that is holy, please get the vaccine, even if you're anti-vax, even if you're not sure, even if you think there's a risk. If you're coming to She Podcast Live and if you're traveling, we're begging you, just get the vaccine. Wear a mask when you get there or not. If you're vaccinated and the rest of us are vaccinated, that should be a little bit less of a risk. But get the vaccine. Please have the booster shot. If you're immune compromised, hopefully you'll get that first, or, you know, just if it's available to you today, the FDA approved it. It's not that we don't support your freedoms. I believe in freedom. I also know that this human race and America is still on the planet because we don't have smallpox, polio, measles, mumps, chickenpox. That stuff is away now. And it's away because we all got vaccinated without being asked. And I, for one, am grateful. That said, I don't want this to be a political show. It's our event. We want vaccines, please. I mean, we're not judging you for not getting them. We can't ask you if you've gotten them. At least not. We haven't figured out a way to do that yet. But please just get it if you're coming. And if you don't feel well, regardless of whether or not you have the vaccine, just stay home. Nothing is so important. Not a speaking gig, not a flight, not a conference, certainly, that you shouldn't stay home and take care of yourself.
I think that was brilliant. I've seen way too many people not say anything about this. And here's what happens when you do that. One, there are people who are concerned about COVID, and those people do not come because they're worried about people not wearing masks. I know we just had a couple of big podcasting events where I am in Nashville. People were concerned that folks weren't going to be wearing masks. And that's because you get those rabble-rousers on Facebook groups, and they say, by God, I'm not going to this podcasting event. You got that crowd. And who knows if those guys are even going to come or not. So that can be a problem for you because that's scaring the people who might come if they felt fine. On the other side of that, you've got people who think just the opposite. There are people who actually will come, but they're worried about having to wear a mask because they don't want to. And I get that. I was at one of those events last month. It is very difficult to have conversations with multiple people in a group setting in a loud environment when you're wearing a mask. It is more difficult and you have to be more skillful to have a successful conversation when you're wearing a mask. I look at it as a challenge. I'm a professional communicator. That is what I do. It's a chance for me to up my game. Some people, they don't want to do that. They don't feel the connection. I get it. But regardless, if you're doing an event, you got to let people know because you've got those two groups, the people who don't want to come unless they know they're going to be safe, and the people who feel that they're already safe and they don't want to come because for whatever reason, they don't want a piece of cloth over their mouth. And I understand both of those opinions. Jessica did a good job of letting people know where she stands. The other thing that she did really well, she had a great sense of humor about it. And she balanced that with taking the situation seriously. That is a very hard thing for a lot of people to pull off. Because we want to say, well, if it's convenient, you could maybe wear a mask at this event if you don't mind. She didn't do that. She was a lot more forceful than that. Because if it's convenient, it's like, no. What she's going to have because of her stance is one, it's going to let those people know that I really don't need to be here if I'm going to cause a big scene about the mask. And the people who do go, they're going to feel more comfortable. They're going to have a better event. They'll be able to relax. And we could all use a little relaxation now. I mean, last 18 months or so, whether you're pro-mask, anti-mask, whether you think it's a big hoax, whether you believe that it's real, there's been a lot of pressure. You can see it. You can see it in those Facebook groups, like I mentioned. If you were to put this online on Facebook or social media, there's going to be two sides. I don't want to wear a diaper. And then the other people that are like, you need to be wearing it if you're alone in your car, right? They're those two sides. Everybody's feeling the pressure, even if you're straight down the middle. What she's doing is she's setting the table to have a very comfortable event. They're going to be with like-minded people. One, it's called She Podcast, okay? So it's an event for women. She's already planted that flag. Why not plant a second one and say, this is for another type of people? The people who are going to be vaccinated, the people who are going to take this seriously. Not a big deal. Go ahead and do it. Everybody should be doing it. Everybody's got a book, a podcast, a blog, who's giving a speech. There's no money in the middle. Nobody wants something milquetoast they can't connect to. Let's give them something that they love or let's give them something that they hate. Either one, that's better than being lost in the middle. If you really want to have an effect on people, plant that flag. Will you get some people that hate you? Yeah. We have somebody show up at your meeting and say, we will find you. We know where you are. Yeah, maybe. But we're talking about impact here. We're not talking about being liked. If you want to be liked, go back to the YMCA league when you're in kindergarten or something or whatever they do, where they let everybody play. No, that's great. if you want to be liked and give everybody a spot on the team. But that's not how it works once you get out of that kind of environment. It's not. It's not. Even if you have the most open-minded, kindest business in the world or kindest community, you've heard the saying, people buy from those that they know, like, and trust. But they also buy from those whom they agree with. And you can see it in Chick-fil-A, and you can see it at Hobby Lobby. Last weekend, I was on B&H Photo. I did not know that it was owned by Hasidic Jews, and they shut down for Shabbat. Every Saturday, they are shut down. All right, cool. Great. Fly that flag, man. There's some people who aren't going to like it. They're going to be offended by it. But there's some people that are going to love it. And I think most people are willing to embrace the diversity. All right, cool. B&H Photos closed on Saturday. All right, I'll wait till Sunday. Chick-fil-A's closed on Sunday. Okay, I'll go Monday. I love what Jessica did. I'm curious what you're doing in this situation. I know a lot of people, they're dying for the government or somebody else to make the decision for us. So they can say, oh, it's not on us. It's not on us. Please wear a mask. And they can have that nice milquetoast kind of attitude. Please, it's not on us. It's not my fault. So they can be light. So not everybody hates them. But again, that's not happening. That is not how the world works. This is up to us to make those decisions. And whichever decision you make, yeah, we're going to make you do a vaccination. Yeah, we're going to make you show that you have a negative test. No, you're not getting in without a mask. No, you're not getting in with a mask. Whichever decision that you make, make it. Tennessee governor recently made a decision. He said local school districts can't have mask mandates. ACLU is suing him. That's the consequence. And I want you to think about that. Whatever you do, there will be consequences. That is how it works. And as far as COVID goes, if you make a decision to only let certain types of people in or to disallow other people, you are going to be involved in a political shit show. We all are. But that is how it works. It is still a very smart move. Jessica's going to have a great event. People are going to feel comfortable and they're going to be able to relax. And we need that right now. Can you say the same thing for your audience? Regardless of which way you go, can you say that your audience, the people who are at your live event or doing whatever they do with you, can they relax? Let me tell you what other people are doing. Joe Rogan, he's an anti-vaxxer who actually just got COVID. He's making people at his show here in Nashville show a negative test to attend. That's an option. This meetup that I'm talking about, the one that I do, we're back to virtual for the time being. It's not worth the risk, even if it is small, to our community. So what are you doing for your event? I want to know. Send me any recordings you have, anything in writing. If you're getting feedback, like that doctor did at the school board meeting, I want that as well. Bigpodcast.com is how to get me. That's what I want to know. What are you doing and what have the consequences been? I'm going to leave you with this. As I mentioned, that meeting that we're doing, it's going virtual. Definitely not as fun as an in-person event. I feel that you cannot connect with people as well virtually as you can in person. But let me tell you something that it does for us. Normally, because it is in person, it is geographically limited. We have people from Nashville. We have people from the surrounding counties, including that county with the school board meeting. The downside of virtual is that we can't connect with those people in person. The upside is we can connect to more people. We can connect to people all around the world. So think of it like that. If you have to shift what you're doing, you're going to lose something, but you're going to gain something else. If you've got stories about that, I want to hear that as well. So I want to know the flag that you're planting. I want to know what the consequences have been. And I want to know the upside. What has happened because you've had to make this shift to keep your people happy, to keep your people safe, to be able to do what you do without stopping? Let me know, bigpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, while you're there at bigpodcast.com, go to this page, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I'm here all the time. If you go to that page, bigpodcast.com/subscribe, you will see this podcast, Red Podcast. You'll see my sister podcast, Build a Big Podcast, which is specifically for podcasters. And you will see buttons for each of these. You will see one for Apple Podcast, one for Google Podcast, if you're on an Android phone, one for an old-fashioned RSS feed. However you get your podcast, I'm going to get this podcast to you. I'm going to get my newsletters to you. I'm going to help you to grow your audience, make people care about what you're doing, make more money with your message, and have impact. So go there now, bigpodcast.com. That has everything. Thank you for listening. Send me that info, and I'll talk to you soon on the next episode of Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for experts.